Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2, the chapter is entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. Today we're on text 26. Avatara Yasankyaya.
Avatara Yasankyaya.
Hare Sattva Nidhe Dvija. Yatavidasinapuya
Yatavidasinapuya
Sarasasyu Sahasrasa
Sarasasyu Sahasrasa
Avacharaya Sampyeya
Avacharaya Sampyeya
Hare Sattva Nidhen Vija
Hare Sattva Nidhen Vija
Yatavidasinapuya Sarasasyu Sahasrasaha
Sarasasyu Sahasrasaha.
Please chant.
Avataraya Sankyaya
Avataraya Sankyaya
Hare Sattva Nidhervija
Hare Sattva Nidhervija
Yatavidasina Kuya
Yatavidasina Kuya
Sarasasyu Sahasrasaha
Sarasasyu Sahasrasaha
Vaishnavis.
Avatara
incarnations.
He
certainly
Asankhyaya
innumerable
Hare
of Hari the Lord
Sattva Nidhe
of the ocean of goodness Dvija
the
Brahmana
Yata,
as it is,
Avidasina,
inexhaustible,
Kulya,
rivulets,
Sarashaha,
of vast lakes,
Shu,
Ar, Sahasrasaha,
thousands of.
Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Brahmanas, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable. Okay.
Like rivulets
flowing from inexhaustible sources of water. The list of incarnations of the personality of Godhead given herein is now complete. It is only a partial view of all the incarnations. There are many others, such as Sri Hayagriva, Hari, Hamsa, Vishnugarbha, Vibhu, Satyasena, Vaikuntha, Sarvabhauma, Vishvakshena, Dharmasetu, Sudama, Yogeshwar, Srihadbhanu, and others of the bygone ages. Sri Prahlad Maharaj said in his prayer, "My Lord, you manifest as many incarnations as there are species of life, namely the aquatics, the vegetables, the reptiles, the birds, the beasts, the men, the demigods, etc., just for the maintenance of the faithful and the annihilation of the unfaithful. You advent yourself in this way in accordance with the necessity of the different yugas. In the Kali Yuga, you have incarnated garbed as a devotee. This incarnation of the Lord in the Kali Yuga is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many other places, both in the Bhagavatam and in other scriptures, in which the incarnation of the Lord is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explicitly mentioned. In the Brahma Samhita also, it is said indirectly that although there are many incarnations of the Lord, such as Ram, Nishinga, Varaha, Matya, Kurma, and many others, the Lord himself sometimes incarnates in person. Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not therefore incarnations, but the original source of all the other incarnations. This will be clearly explained in the next sloka. So the Lord is the inexhaustible source for innumerable incarnations, which are not always mentioned. But such incarnations are distinguished by specific extraordinary feats which are impossible to be performed by any living entity. That is the general test to identify an incarnation of the Lord, directly and indirectly empowered. Some incarnations mentioned above are almost plenary portions. For instance, the Kumaras are empowered with transcendental knowledge. Sri Narada is empowered with devotional service. Maharaj Prithu is an empowered incarnation with executive function. The Matya incarnation is directly a plenary portion. So the innumerable incarnations of the Lord are manifested all over the universes constantly, without cessation, as water flows constantly from waterfalls. Avatara yashampyeya hare sattva nidher dvija yata vidasina kulya Sarashta Shu Sahashtaha. Translation: O Brahmanas, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water. Om Ganatimanandisha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Amitram Dina Teshme Sri Gurave Namaha. So most of you are residents of Florida. I want to ask a question to kind of get the punch primed. How many of you have gone to the beach within the last 6 months? Please raise your hand. Come on, you're in Florida. Half of you haven't gone. What's the point of living in Florida if you don't go to the beach? Huh? So now, those of you that went to the beach, do you have a specific number of waves that you saw? No, because they just keep coming. So this is the analogy that's being used here. So many waves in the ocean. So the obvious question is, I mean, we just went through 22 avatars. And the obvious question is, why do we need so many? That would be something that probably has occurred to most of us. And there are answers to that question. Like in the Brahma Samhita, there's a verse, you know, my printer's not functioning properly. It doesn't print out the diacritics. So hopefully I'll get this together. You know, let's just get this whole mess. Yashaika nishvashita kala matavyalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagannantanata. So Lord Brahma and the other lords of the mundane worlds, they're appearing from the pores of the hair of Mahavishnu. And they remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of the latter. So all of these universes, Brahma and the other lords of the universes, they're coming from the pores of Mahavishnu. So there's unlimited universes. Just as there's unlimited waves in the ocean. And so in each, I mean, we're in one universe. This is a little Earth planet. And we're here in Alachua. And you can reflect back on what it took you to take up Krishna consciousness. Not such an easy pathway in many ways. You know, most of us had to go through a heck of a lot of distress in order to wake up to the fact that, hey, you know, there's got to be something better than life than this. So then we got the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, Prabhupada, in his, he gave a class on this verse in Los Angeles in October 1, 72. And he also made the point that, of course, in the first five shlokas, we covered the Purusha avatars. And one of the Purusha avatars is Shirodakashai Vishnu, the Super Soul. And so he's Chaita Guru. He's guiding us. What is that? 1861, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Ardun Tishtati. Brahmayan Yantarudrani Mayaya. What's the last line?
Yantarudrani.
Good, thank you. You get a piece of burfi after class for that one. So, you know, he's directing the wanderings of all of us. But then, you know, he also appears as guru. Chaita Guru, he also comes as, you know, he's the guru that we can meet in person. And so he's also, Prabhupada said, he's also avatar. But it's not like, you know, the Mayavadis, like, I'm God. You know, they don't say that. You know, the bona fide guru, he says, no, I'm servant of God. But he comes as a representative of God, and this is how we make progress. He's the mercy incarnation. That's how we make progress in devotional service, is by pleasing him. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado. So this is how we do it. All right, so then, there are all these universes, and there's all these planets there, and there's living entities on each one of them, or most of them, and super souls there, and they've all got unique needs, the jivas. And Krishna is like concerned. Now, most of you are parents. Have any of your children ever run away from home? Maybe that's too sensitive a question. You know, might get out on the internet, you never know. Oh, my kid, what happened to him? So, Bhagavad Gita 7:27, Icha Dvesha Sumutvena Dvandro Mohena Bharata Sarvabhutani Samoham Sargayanti Parantapa. So, we're overcome by the dualities of desire and hate, and we come into this material world. And we actually, we're envious of Krishna. We wanna be the center of the universe. So this powerful illusion that we've fallen into, but it's like we've turned our back on Krishna. You know, he's our loving father. There's so much he's given us, but we turned our back on him. We try to imitate him and enjoy separately from him. It's a pitiful condition, but that's what the jiva's fallen into in the material world. There's a famous verse. Madonna, am I close enough to the microphone? He told me before class I got to stay within 2 or 3 inches of the microphone. 2 inches, okay. Otherwise, he's going to belt me after class. So I thought of Madan because he always jokes with me about this verse, 11:2:37. Bayam Buddha Guru Deva Tatma. So the jiva, he becomes overwhelmed by the material energy, identifies himself as a body, and then he goes through this, and fear overcomes him. And he identifies himself as a body, and then he goes through this vipariyo, he goes through this role reversal. Rather than seeing himself as Krishna's servant, he becomes Krishna's competitor. Anybody ever felt like that? Now come on, be honest. Have you ever felt like you're maybe the center of the universe? Anybody feel that way in the last 24 hours? I mean, it's really tough to shake this. Of course, there is a way. You know, at the end of the translation of that verse is that one, serves the Supreme Lord, accepts him as a spiritual master. This is a translation from Prabhupada C.C. and worships him with his heart and soul. So this is how we do it. You know, we take up the process of bhakti, and then we can reverse the role reversal and come back to our blissful life of service to the Lord, you know, and be just situated where we actually belong. Okay, so all of these avatars, they come to this world for a specific reason. You know, there's like there's the yuga avatars, there's the lila avatars, and they come in so many different forms and shapes. But what is their purpose? They're here to attract, they come to this material world to attract the jiva back into the relationship. Come on. You're suffering, so you don't have to do this. Turn around, come on. You just reestablish your relationship with me. No, I got too much to do. I'm working really hard. You know, I'm here, I'm enjoying in this material world. The hell you are. You know, it's not like that. You might get a little glimpse of some happiness here and there, but then, boom, you know, you get slammed. And, you know, realization of that slamming is a very significant part of our advancement in devotional service. Janmar Mitchu Jara Vyadi Dukha Doshana Darshana. So this is 13 chapter 8 and 9, I think. 8 through 13, and it's one of those verses, I think it's 9. And in the purport, this is one of the items of knowledge to realize that the challenges of birth, death, disease, and old age, to understand these distresses. And then the purport, Prabhupada says, without this understanding, there's no impetus. Without the distresses of birth, death, disease, and old age, there's no impetus for spiritual advancement. So it actually plays quite a role. I know I have, spent a lot of time in Pune, or Pune, depending upon what part of India you're from, you pronounce it differently. And I was trying to heal myself with Iyengar yoga, get the hip working properly. What was I going to say? I lost the train of thought completely. Got into the bodily platform thinking about my stupid hip. This is it. They're very, very systematic recruiting system that they have there. And they actually keep records, you know, people that join the movement. And they do every year, at the beginning of the academic year, they go to these high-end universities like the IITs. You know, an IIT graduate gets more money in America than an MIT graduate or a Caltech graduate. I mean, that's how bright they are there. And so they go after these, like, jewels. And so they conduct what's called the Discover Yourself Seminar. It's like 3 weeks, and they do it in the first 3 weeks of the semester, because after that, forget it. You know, people get too entangled in sinful activities and maya, and it's just too difficult to pull them out. Because they're just coming from their homes, so they get them when they're reasonably uncontaminated. And so one of the things that they did, statistics on how many of them joined, that took the course, it was a real high percentage. And then, and those that actually took up bhakti, most of them, I think it was something like 95%, even these are guys with, you know, upper middle class families, wealthy families, and super bright. And practically all of them, the impetus was distress. They were in a very difficult circumstance in their lives. They were suffering a lot. So that does work. More intelligent person, you know, he just understands it by hearing. Most of us have to get kicked really heavily by the material energy to wake up. And that kicking keeps going, even, you know, as devotees, we appreciate the kicks, you know, because they help us take deeper shelter. Okay, so we're sons of God, and God, he can't forget us, so he comes. He comes in these different avatars. And, you know, Prabhupada makes a big point. You know, stresses the yoga avatar for Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya. He makes the point, he quotes from Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev. How in Kali Yuga, he comes garbed as a devotee. And actually, Lord Chaitanya, in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada describes how Lord Chaitanya, when he was referred to as God, he would block his ears. He didn't want anything to do with it. And why did he do that? Because in Kali Yuga, there's so many bogus people that are claiming to be God. You know, that's like a standard Mayavadi program for Mayavadi guru. I'm God, you know, worship me, surrender to me. So because he understood that, you know, that was the nature of the what would go on in Kali Yuga, he didn't present himself as God. So Tri Yuga. So God comes across as God in the first three yugas, but in Kali Yuga, he's is concealing that identity. But of course, that's revealed in many places in Shastra, like Krishna Varnam Tushar Krishnam Sango Pangashta Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. So in the age of Kali, all of you are very intelligent persons because you are worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sumedasa. That's in the translation. Intelligent people in Kali Yuga worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who comes to this world. His complexion is not blackish, but it's actually Krishna. Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are the same personalities. He's not an incarnation, he's actually Krishna. And so he's accompanied by his associates, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Kadadra Pundit, Srivas, and so, but he's got a whole strategy in place that to, you know, bring his runaways back to him, bring them back into the relationship. And Srila Prabhupada, the Shaktivesh avatar, very expertly has done this. And Each one of us is a testimony to his effectiveness in the service to Lord Chaitanya. Okay, so now, and Lord Chaitanya, you know, he had a particular mood. And this is something that we should, you know, we should try to enter that mood in all of our dealings, this one of mercy. And there's the classic example is that of Jagai and Madai. And Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were sent out preaching, and they went out on a daily basis. They were sent out by Lord Chaitanya. And then one day they were out in the street and there was this big crowd gathering. And it was a big disturbance. And they didn't know what was going on, so they made inquiry. So what's going on? Why is this this big crowd? And someone told them, well, it's Jagai and Madai. They're just so sinful and they've created such a disturbance. And that's what's going on in Kali Yuga. People are so sinful. There's so many crazy things going on. I pretty much try to stay off the news, and somehow it just slams into my computer, you know, when I'm trying to study or something. You know, the latest of our president or this or that, or, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. But why is it all happening? Why are all these disturbances? Why are people suffering so because of this sinfulness? All right, so then Lord Nityananda, you know, when they found out that these guys were really very sinful, then he said to Haridas Thakur, why don't we deliver them? This would be a great credit for Lord Chaitanya if we could deliver these two rascals. So they went to them and, you know, tried to induce them to chant Hare Krishna, and in their intoxicated state, was it Jagai or Madai that hit him on the head with a rock?
Madai.
Madai, okay. Madai got mad. And so he hit him on the head and there was blood oozing, and then Lord Chaitanya found out about it and he came. You know, of course, in Shishastakam, the third shloka is Trinadapi Suni Chenaturariva Sahishuna. So we feel ourselves lower than the straw, more humble than the straw in the street. But when a Vaishnava or the Lord is criticized or attacked, forget the straw in the street. Then you become ferocious like a lion. And there's no tolerance for that. So this is Lord Chaitanya demonstrated that, and he came. He was going to kill Madan. But then Lord Nityananda, he said, no. This is not your role in this age. In the previous ages, as Lord Ram, you carried weapons, as Lord Krishna, but not in this age. No, your mood is that of mercy and to deliver the sinful people, accept them. So, of course, Balaram and Nityananda and different Balaram's the original spiritual master. So then, this is kind of the mercy modality of the guru. And so, Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, I will accept you on one condition." Anybody know what that is? Five pieces of burfi are waiting for whoever gets the answer right. That's right. Okay, I'll have to give you a post-it check because I think I might be out. Yeah, so that's it. You sin no more. That's exactly the same thing we do when we take initiation. We take a vow that we're not going to do it anymore. Now, Prabhupada was very strong in this point, and it works. If we don't do that, then we keep getting the mercy. It keeps flowing, and we make progress of being reinstated in a Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, you know, in this love of Krishna. Okay, I'm going to stop here and I'll read the translation again, and then we'll open the floor for reflections and chastisements and comments and questions. O Brahmanas, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water. Anybody have any points? Yes, Trivikram Prabhu.
We have Jesus. He's a very significant personality, but somehow...
You got to stay 2 inches away from the microphone. Okay, this is the new standard.
Yeah. But he was not. He's not mentioned in these incarnations. I try to wonder why, but he's so significant within the world. You know, I don't know. You have any insight on that?
Well, that's the point. There are many incarnations that aren't mentioned. You know, so.
But this is a significant one, very significant one.
Yeah, I'm not. I was raised in a Christian family, but I just didn't go there. I couldn't handle it. It was wasn't attractive to me, so I'm an ignorant in this regard. Someone's got an answer. Okay. We got Prabhupada disciples first.
My understanding is that Jesus is not an incarnation, but he's the Shaktivesh avatar, someone who is empowered by the Lord, you know, to do a special mission. But not listed as incarnation.
Well, in the 22 avatars we've covered in this chapter thus far, at least a couple of them. There's Narada, and there are several the Kumaras. They're also Shaktivesh. Narada, Bhakti Shakti, Shaktivesh. So. That's something that's also covered in this chapter. But there's many, like as we know, if we ever go to the beach, there's many waves. There's unlimited waves coming from the ocean. So there's unlimited incarnations. Yes? Go ahead.
Two items. Number one.
2 inches away. This is the Madan Mohan Sampradaya that we're in now.
Number one was Christ says, I am the Son of God. When he's being crucified, he cries out to the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was born of a virgin. He came down to deliver the world in that period of time, that time and circumstance. Because I was raised by a very devout Christian, and I loved to go to church. I really was paying attention. And I loved the singing and the dancing, and I really wanted to know who God was. Hmm. And Jagat Guru gave me that. And the second point, I had a question. I almost forgot it.
Remember, keep it 2 inches away.
I have another question for you. Where was in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Christ was actually talked about and predicted coming?
I don't know.
I thought it was in there.
Probably. I would be surprised. I could do a folio search on it, but I don't have my folio. Madan?
It's in Bhavishta
Puran. Crank it out.
Vishnu Purana.
Vishnu Purana, it's in there?
Bhavishta
Purana. Oh, okay. So, that's amazing. I didn't know that. Yes, Prabhu? He's saying it's in the Bhavishya Purana.
So
that's the first I heard of that one. Go ahead.
You mentioned that Lord Chaitanya would block his ears when people would address him as God.
Little.
Okay. Yes, it is. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Deaf old men.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, you mentioned that Lord Chaitanya would block his ears when people address him as God.
Right.
And your explanation for that is that because so many people would want to present themselves as God, mm-hmm. so I want to ask you, what are some of the indications, or how do we know that someone is actually the Lord? What indications are there, or evidences to prove that?
To prove that someone's God. Well, he does amazing things. Like, I haven't seen anybody lifting Govardhan Hill lately. You know, so that's an example. And he does, like what Prabhupada did, you know, Shaktivesh Avatar. He's, you know, Prabhupada, of course, he wasn't Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, but specifically empowered. So that's within this, you know, the avatars that are being covered. This the Bhagavatam, you know, starts with six questions. And questions 4 and 5 are unpacked, you know, up through this verse. Well, actually, tomorrow's verse too, in this chapter, where the Shonaka Rishi is asking for descriptions, first of the Purusha avatars, and then of the other avatars. And this includes Shaktivesh, Yuga avatars, Leela avatars, Manvantars. And so then, you know, this goes on after this chapter as well. So the evidence, you know, like sometimes Prabhupada would make the point can you restate your question? Dharma. That's one of the...
What are the evidences and proofs that are there to prove that someone is God?
Okay, but you started with something else that
I said. You were saying that Lord Chaitanya would block his ear.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want anyone to address him as God. Just so that one of the reasons is that so that others don't take that example and they can also, you know, try to say that they are God.
Well, sometimes Prabhupada, you know, when this question would come up, he would say that you have to reference Shastra. If someone's claiming, and you see, well, where is that stated? You know, it's because we've got evidence that Lord Chaitanya, you know, from several places in the Bhagavatam and other scriptures, that he's an incarnation. Or that he's actually Krishna himself. But others, Shaktivesh, you know, Prabhupada, what he was able to accomplish, just miraculous. I mean, if you want to be in ecstasy and get an understanding of what Prabhupada achieved, read 26 Second Avenue, Miracle on 26 Second Avenue. It's unbelievable. And you know, just one thing after another was taking place, one miracle after another. Including how the Beatles got pulled in, and it's just unbelievable, you know, the power that he was invested with. So Shaktivesh, that's an example. I mean, it's things, you know, that there's mystic yogis that will do different magic tricks, and then they'll claim to be God, and people follow that. You know, so that there's. I can't think of, won't mention names because people may be following them out there that's listening. I don't know, but it's just kind of a standard. But there were, that was going on. One time, there was a mystic yogi that came to the Potomac Temple one year, and he did all these like far out things, you know, and magic tricks. But then 2 years later, he came back and he had a girlfriend. So I don't think he was an incarnation, you know. So, okay, Steve D is going to bail me out.
Maybe that was a magic trick, too.
Could be.
Well, did any of these incarnations... one thing about Jesus, he wasn't preaching in India, so why would he be, like, featured?
Well, there's some evidence... What was that?
No,
I
know there's some circumstantial evidence, but, I mean, like, Ramachandra was definitely preaching in India, right?
His
path, whereas Jesus perhaps was focusing in another area of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that he's famous for. Right. So, you know, these scriptures are specifically, initially at least, you know, focused on that particular
Very good
audience.
Point.
And then as far as, I mean, if someone's actually God, why do they need to canvas people to worship as God? I mean, they're already God and they're already being worshipped. You know, they have their devotees. So when you see somebody running around, oh, you should worship me as God, it's a little curious. I mean, why do you need to canvas followers to worship you as God if you're already God? And what to speak of all the things Prabhupada would constantly say, if you're God, then, you know, why are you growing old, or why do you have to, you know, 5 hours after you eat, have to do something in the back room there, you know. So, you know, there's like obvious qualities of someone being, you know. I mean, if someone's actually rich, they don't have to go around and prove to everybody they're rich.
Right.
Unless they're very insecure, which is another discussion.
Thank you, Sita Deepu. Yes, madam.
I looked up what you had asked. And it says, when there is always a difference between the individual soul and the supreme absolute soul. When an individual soul was specifically empowered by the supreme soul, that is called a vaisya. He can act almost like God. We accept, according to this, a vaisya avatar incarnation, authorized incarnation. We accept my Guru Maharaj accepted Lord Jesus Christ and Muhammad as a vaisya incarnation, almost the same power. So, and we remember, he says, least I show some miracles, who will believe? So the idea that they always, you know, lift Govardhan downhill, do something that's extraordinary, as it mentioned in the verse today, they do extraordinary things that regular souls that aren't empowered cannot do. Prabhupada started the ISKCON.
Yes, Prabhu.
Even Krishna and Ram, just to obsess, I was trying to articulate something. I mean, Krishna and Ramachandra, they weren't exactly like, I'm God, worship me, even them. I mean, even their greatest devotees, they weren't even worshiping as God, worshiping in bhakti, you know, loving exchange. So when you have these people running around, I can, you know, produce gold, therefore I must be God. You know, it just doesn't, you know, anyway. Bhakti Siddhanta accepts Jesus Christ, I think we're pretty good with that.
Well, then,
we got this Prabhu
asked. Yeah, when Salivahan reached Jesus, he said, who are you? He says, I am Ishaputra. Ishaputra means the son of God. I am the son of God.
Oh. But you're also a son of God. Okay, go ahead.
Just opposite of what you're saying about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, doesn't want to hear that he's God. I don't know much about it. I'm wondering if you'll explain a little bit about it. The Maha Prakash Leela. I've heard it on tape, and I'm like, I've never heard that, so I don't know the circumstances and stuff where it goes on for several hours, or a day or two, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is he's going around, I'm God, I'm God. Is that, it's in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I don't know if it's in the Charitamrita.
Yeah, I was just paraphrasing what Prabhupada was saying in his class on this verse today. And I'd also heard this before. And so his intimate associates, you know, I think he would do that leela that you're describing, but not in general public. You know, and he also wouldn't discuss the intimate pastimes of Krishna and the gopis in public. You know, this is all done in a very confidential mode, but yet it was a major portion of what he wanted to present to the world in coming. You know, this the love of the Brijabasis for Krishna. This is the highest platform of devotional service. But yet he didn't broadcast it. But as one becomes qualified, then he has a facility for entering more and more into that. Anything else? Was that a satisfactory response?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other points? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.